Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Ein Kaisen Prisbal El Alakarka. We did this already three times. The borrower must own karka. Then mezaka hu b'sech suri kol. So then the lender has to mezaka has to give.
Correct.
Okay, the lender has to give karka. Haytzalay sade min mushkenes b'ir. What happens if? Now who's the one? Now let's first listen to this rav. Let's say lever does not have karka. Malva yesh, the malva does have him. Zakla malva lever b'sech sudeir. So the malva can
called
because the lever is chayv meyamane. Even if the chayv is meyamane, mishum karka kosher, you lugvayz kol chayvay. You can go in the gavi or the gavi. You can repossess them multiple times. Karka, I don't really know exactly what that means. You can repossess multiple times, but somehow karka.
Somehow you can do it. Gavi.
Okay, the gavi. Add mashum kol chayvay. Next, chayzolay nahunukas. Chayzolay sudeir mishkenes beir. What does that mean? Chayzolay loyve. Let the level chayzla level sada min mushkenes beir. What does that mean? Bain. What does it mean? So that was a mashken collateral. Bain shachedim mashkonay oisoloi. Whether this means other people gave it to him. Bain shemashkin hu lacherim. He has a mashkin. So what that means? Either someone gave him a piece of karka to serve as collateral for his chayvus. Or he gave land to someone else as a mashkin. Hear what it says? Chayisalulay v'sode mimushkenes b'ir. Now, what do you think? It can be two ways. It can be two ways. Either the loyve owns the karka and he gave it away to someone else as a pledge for a loan that he owes to someone. Right? The borrower has karka, but he does not in his possession.
Good.
The karka is in someone else's possession because it's a pledge, because he owes someone money.
It's a mashkin. Go ahead.
It's a mashkin. Or bein shach, or let's say he doesn't own the karka, but he's possessing this piece of karka because someone else owes money. Bein shachidim. Achim, other someone else.
Somebody else gave him a mashkin.
Mashkin oisoloi.
Yeah. Okay.
Bein shemashkin hu lachedim. Wait, shachim mashkin oisoloi. Bein shemashkin hu lachedim.
Okay.
He gave it, so that's also good enough.
It could go either way.
Okay.
As long as a piece of as long as there's a piece of land involved here.
Okay, next.
Okay. You don't use these, right? This is just
Hashem created fingers for a reason.
This is a new thing to do.
Ugh, disgusting.
Just wondering why you.
Disgusting.
You're looking. Wow, look at this. Testing. Kaisen Laish.
Kaisen Laish, Al Nixa Ishtai. You'll write a principle for an Ish. Al Nixa Ishtai. What does that mean? Kaisen Laish Ishtai. You go in Karkash Al Nixa. A guy he marries a girl, and the girl has karka. She has the money, and he eats off the Paris. What?
He's in trouble. You mean?
So this fellow, he's the borrower. So this fellow is the ish. No. The ish is the borrower. The ish is the borrower. The man is the borrower, and the lender wants to write a prizbul. But the man does not own karka. But the man's wife owns karka.
Right.
That's good.
The malva's wife.
No. The loive has to have karka.
Okay. That's what you said.
So the loive's wife has karka. That's good enough. Kaisim lishal nisli yishtayul yisayimim al nisli apetropsim. Let's say the yisayimim, they borrow asset and money, and you want to write a prizul against the yisayimim, but the yisayimim do not have karka, but the apetropsim, the one that's in charge, the apetropsim, the director,
the executive of the estate,
he has karka. It's also good enough. Let's kaisim lishal nisli yishtayul in karka shal nisli loive shul echa peres. And the sabbatropsim shalovin, they litzur chayisaimim by yisaimim ain lham karaka. The yisaim didn't have karaka. They borrowed the yisaimim. The apotropis borrowed money on behalf of the yisaim. So the borrower really is the apotropis. He is the one who has secured the loan, and he secured the loan for the yisaimim. And the yisaim do not own karaka, but the apotropis owns karaka. That's good enough. You can write a prizbul based upon the assets of the apotropis. Okay, we did the whole mishnah. I think we finished. We did it already three times. I think we got it now. You got ready?
Let's chazret.
Ein kaisen prizbul ala karaka. The main life is Zakalai Besach Sadeh Kosho. Highest life is Mimush, the borrower, had the Sadeh Mimush Kenneth. It's a catch all phrase. It goes both ways.
Correct.
But yeah, whether he owns the karka and gave it away, or whether he does not own the karka, he's holding onto the karka as a mashkin, that's good enough. The lender can write a principal against his borrower, because that's also called the karka. You have a karka, even though the karka is not in your possession because the mashkin gave it away, or because someone gave you karka as a mashkin, it's good enough. Rabbi Chutzpis. He holds that you can write for an ish. An ish on nichse ishtoi.
Good.
What? No one is chalek. Why are you looking for machlekes?
Kazayis.
Kazayis. What are you saying? Kaveris.
Kaval. It looks like a yud.
Kaveris. Devarim. A beehive. Dip the apple in the honey.
A beehive.
Rabbi Eliezer,
very appropriate. Did you take your honey out of the beehive? Yeah.
No.
Was it in the store?
Maybe with some last year. I don't know.
Probably.
Kaveris Tavarim, Rabbi
Eliezer.
He's teeny man. Kaveris Tavarim, Rabbi Eliezer, Emer Harehi Kikarka. Has the status of Karka. Okay, has,
that's
so there was
wild. So therefore, if a person has a kaveris devarim, that means he has karka.
Yep, that's what it says. Maybe that's why we have honey on the Rosh Hashanah. Karka. It's a reminder of the Yom Hadin.
Very good, excellent. Now say the Rav kaveris devarim.
Kishahi mechaveris betit. When it's cemented, hakol moedim shike karka lecholav. When it's cemented to the ground, everyone who is called karka. Ve'im hoysem nachas al gabi yisaydes. It's not cemented. It's on top of a pegs. Hakol moedim shike kelim ve'ena kikarka lenechlu ella lenechlu ella shemunachas al gabi karka ve'im mechuberes betit. So here it's a student pictures. Yeah, we have the beehive. Look here, little bees. So if it's cemented. When it is munachas kavi karka ve'in mechaveres, that's the machlagis. When it's on the ground, but it's not cemented to the ground, but it's on pegs, everyone agrees that it's not called karka. Kaveris munachas lagabi
sedas. Kaveris? Yes, a beehive.
Yes. Is this how a beehive looks? Yep.
In my house, it looks round.
I don't know. That's what it says. I don't know. That's what it says. That's the beehive. So we have a cement
maybe
to the ground.
Maybe
this is a man-made
beehive.
Maybe.
These are man-made ones. I have to speak to my friend who has a beehive.
Kaveris ha-munachas agabi yisaydes on pegs. Moedir Rabbi Eliezer lecham mishadina kichli v'loi kikark. Okay, so you have two different times.
Kaveris devarim Rabbi Eliezer amahari hi kikarka.
It's kikarka.
Because it's not prosbo.
The male, the lender, can write a prosbo.
This is considered a piece of karka? Is that what he's trying?
This one, that one's not connected to the ground. Oh, yeah, you're right. Even this one, yeah. Yeah. This is called a karka. Yeah, it's called karka.
It's not connected. This is not connected.
Now, if it was connected to the ground, everyone agrees. The machlekes of in the Mishnah.
This is connected.
No, it's exactly where the Rav.
There's stuff dripping here. That's all.
Read the Rav again. Kishahim b'chuberes betit.
Yeah.
If it's mechuberes betit.
That's tit?
That's tit.
That looks like honey to me.
No, it's not honey. It's called tit. No. Hakaveris mechuberes betit lo adava. Cement.
Okay.
You know what cement is?
Yes, I know what cement is. You really know what cement is.
What?
How much percentage?
400 PSI.
Ah, see? I knew what you knew.
Most people have 3,500 PSI. PSI. This guy told me he's giving me 4,000 PSI.
Yeah,
that's what he told me he's giving me.
Okay,
I told him, what about 5,000 PSI? So he says they only do that on highways. He says you don't do that for sidewalks. It's no good. It doesn't go over sidewalks. You know that?
Yep.
Kishahi mechuberes betit. Hakol moedim shikah karka l'cholaver. When it's connected with cement, everyone agrees that it's that it is Everyone agrees that it's a kachol davar. V'im chayisim l'nachas kabi yisid v'us put on pegs. Not called moedim shehi kikelev eid karka. V'us on pegs. Everyone agrees it's a utensil. It's not called karka. The machlok is where it's on the ground and it's not cemented.
Good.
So v'im chayisim l'nachas kabi yisid v'us put on pegs. Not called
moedim shehi kikelev eid karka.
V'im chayisim
l'nachas kabi yisid
v'us put on pegs. Not called moedim shehi kikelev eid karka. V'im chayisim l'nachas kabi yisid v'us put on pegs. Not called moedim shehi
kikelev
eid karka.
This.
Like in this case, right. So that's
not
like
this. No, not like this. This is for sure no good.
For sure
this
no
is
good.
Yusaydis.
And this is machlokes, right. Chaveres tevarim, Rabbi Elazar and Meharir kikarka v'chesmul l'chapruzbol, v'einim v'kabel osum, v'stam v'kabel tumba. Rabbi Elazar and Meharir kikarka v'niknes v'kadif v'skol karka, l'may naf kamina, v'niknes v'kesef v'shar v'chazdak kikarka. You know the sugi b'vashra, you learn dafyomi, you're a dafyomi man. Karka's nicknames with what?
Kesef Shtar.
Kesef and Chazaka. The Talcum is nicknames with Meshicha.
Meshicha.
So it's an Afkmina. How do you acquire this? Can you acquire this thing with Kesef Shtar and Chazaka? So the answer is yes, since this is called Karka, and even this, according to Elazar, even if it's not Tit, it's called Karka. The nicknames be Kesef, Beshtar, Chazaka, Karka. Because of the Prusbal, Yemesh, and Lish Leva Kaveres, Kilu Hoyle Karka. The Ain't the Kavala Stuma. If it's Karka, a third Afkmina. These all you say this, it's not a Kabbal Tumma. Kedech Shakarka Mechuba in a Kabbal Tumma, it's not a Kabbal Tumma. Kevin Kabbal Tumma, the Hiroide made of Shabbos, Chayiv, if you remove the honey on Shabbos, it's a Chiv Chattas, because you're being toilish from a Karka. Since this thing is called Mechuba in a Karka, when you separate from it on Shabbos, it's toilish, so it's an Av Malacha. It doesn't come. It's not Mechabal Tumma.
Anything that's Mechabal Karka.
If you remove, the beehive, if you remove the haroide, if you remove the honeycombs
good.
From this, you chayv chatas on Shabbos. Chayv chatas.
Yeah.
Because it's Mechabal Karka. So if we separate from the Karka, it's called toilish. It's not Amalacha.
Okay.
So the haroide and the men of the Shabbos chayv.
Chayv.
The haroide and the Karka.
The
haroide and the Karka. The haroide and the Karka. The haroide and the Karka. The haroide and the Shabbos. Potter. The ain and the Kabbal Stumma Kadech, it's not like reversal, it goes on the Prince William Yeshlava Kaveris Kilo Hoyle Karka. The ain and the Kabbal Stumma Kadech Shakarka Karka Mokoba in the Kabbal Tumma. Karka is not the Kabbal Tumma, so too it's not the Kabbal Tumma. Haroidem, Mechalis Dvash, Shabbos Soicha, Shabbos. If you remove the honeycombs on Shabbos, Chayf Chatos. It's as if you have removed something from its place of attachment. Okay, so the halach is the chsev by yitbol oisa b'yaras tvash. Ah, this is Yohinasan.
Yeah.
He dipped.
The Rebbe of Yohinasan.
No, not the Rebbe of Yohinasan.
Yaras tvash.
Okay, no, yeah, okay, fine. You knew the Rebbe of Yohinasan? You knew him? Yeah, you knew him?
I could say.
The haroide, Michalas tvash, Shabbosecha, Bishabbos, Chaychadas, Vechadas, 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 Vechadas,
Vechadas,
If you remove okay. A honeycomb from the Yechiv Chatas, the Haroide means to descend,
it
means to remove. Why is called Yaros Dvash is a forest? A Yar is a forest. Why do we call Dvash a beehive? Why do we call honeycombs a forest?
Why do we call it?
Yeah. What makes a drasha? V'chi mayin yar
eitzel dvash. Ela
maya hatolos shemenu b'shabes chayiv chata saf dvash soto dvash haroidim menu b'shabes chayiv chata soto dvash. If you roidim menu b'shabes chayiv chata, it's v'en lachos Rabbi Eliezer. We do not follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so therefore the point over here is yar is dvash. If you roidim b'shabes chayiv chata, so therefore the point over here is that we call it to a yar to a forest. A forest, the makom mechubel kak, all of the trees. All of the trees are attached. That's what we learn from. That's the end of the Mishnah. Let's cause the Mishnah. Good, is it clear?
Like a bell.
Kaveris Devarim, a beehive, four halachas. That again, we're discussing beehive that is not attached with cement. If it was attached with cement, it's not like this. If it was not attached, if it was not attached, it's not so Kaveris Devarim, a beehive, harehi, karka. Four things. It's karka, number one, what? What do you mean karka? Kesef, shtar, chazaka. Number two, kaisno lach prosbol. Number three, ve'en mekabel stumim mekayma. Number four, voidu menim b'shabes chayav. Yichayiv from malach the rais of toilish.
Correct.
Because yar is tavash, my yar is mechuber. So too the kaveris gemus mechuber. Vachachomayim inika karuka. Ve'en kaisno lach prosbol. Mekabel stumim mekayma. Voidu menim b'shabes potter. Good. Mishneches. Hamachazir chay b'shvius. Oh, Let's say you don't have a shvius, you have a meshamidani. Okay, but shvius means after shvius. You did this. You did this and I did this. Right, we both did it? Right, we did this? Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Did we do this?
No.
We did it. I don't mean no. I lent you a dollar. Remember, I lent you a dollar?
Yeah, it was a bluff. The whole thing was a bluff.
Why was it a bluff?
I'll talk to you about it later. Let's go. Come on.
Someone told you that's a bluff?
No, just joking with you.
Who are you afraid of? Who are you afraid of?
Your friend was looking over here.
What?
Go ahead. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later when we shut the machine off. Hamachzer.
Hamachazir. Choy b'shvius. What happened? Someone told you it was a bluff? I saw that it's in the Sefer. In Nitig Avril. If a person returns after Shvi'is over, so the lender is supposed to say, Meshamedani, I cancel the Chayv. Omar Loi, the borrower is supposed to then say, Af al pichein, even though taka you meshamed, I have a moral obligation to pay you back. Shmid only means meshamed. You're to force the person. The correct to be tveya. Af pichein, you can't believe I'll accept the money. Shnamar, mezed dvar hashmita. Dvar means you're supposed to say the word meshamedani. Dvar means dibor. But you're supposed to say meshamedani. Kayotzei boy, retzeach shegol liyem. The retzeach which goes the elok liyem. What? The ratzu. And Shehu Il Lichabdoi, and the people want to give him covered. Ah, covered.
Testing, go ahead.
Kevrots and Shehu Il Lichabdoi, Yermelochem Rotzechani. Armuloi, Aval Pichain. Gewaldig. It's a mile. It's a mile here. Yikabulim, Shemar Zedra Rotzech. The Rotzech has an obligation to say, I am a Rotzech.
Armuloi. Alpha became.
Even though you were a tzech, we still want to be you.
Shenema.
How do you know that? How do you know that the tzech is supposed to say a tzech? And Shenema, the zed dvar ha tzech.
How do you know that the tzech is supposed to say that?
I'm a tzech. Tzechani. How do you know? Because it's zed dvar ha tzech. Okay.
Fighter.
You want to hear my commentary on this?
No, I have some
good things to say about this. You wouldn't believe. Chas, I'm after this like a chayv shvius. Besoiv shvius. It means you return when shvius is over the following in the eighth year, like now. Besoiv shvius. The haynu b'shmitasa. She'ein shvius mishamedes ilu b'soifa. Means after, because shmita. When is shmita mishamet? It's mishamet after at the end. When do you make a puzzle? At the end of shmita, not in the beginning of shmita. The Rav says before, shmita is mishamet b'soif, not in the beginning. She'ein shmita mishametes ilu b'soif. She'ein. What's the problem?
Nothing.
B'sev shvius. Tahaynu b'shmitoso she'ein shvius mishametes ela b'soifa shlemar. Niketz sheva shalim. Omar loy, let's say the borrower says inachnam you mishamet, but I still want to give the money to you. Aval pichein omar loy haloy ve. Omar loy aval pichein omar loy haloy ve. Aval pichein ani v'tzel lefroyalach. I still want to pay you. I still want to give you the money. Then you call him and you lie him of loy oid ella shamutala shati and yodab shutal kaba bashashamalo mishamidani. Not only that, it's permitted low shata yodab shutal kaba bashashamalo mishamidani. You're allowed to accept. You're allowed to accept. The shmid is only mishamid the koyach of the lender to be toyveya. People don't know this. People think that shmid, oh, you're off the hook. No such thing, you're not off the hook. You borrow money, you have a moral obligation to pay back the money that you borrow. Shmit is mishamet the koyach of the lender. He doesn't have the koyach mitoyveya. You understand?
But an honest person has to pay back.
Has to no matter what. You're allowed to accept the money. Once you say mishamedani, you're allowed to accept. I can't force you, but if you want to give me the money, I'll take it. How do you know this? How do you know that you have to say the words mishamedani? Hashem said devar hashmita. Kolaymar dibor be'alma shemotz mepiv shemishamedaya. That is sufficient. Over dibor rishon shema mishamedani sagi etznav einzach shema. You don't have to say more than once. Einzach shema rishon shema. V'zed dvar, v'ein l'cho ela dibur yishon v'chein v'zed dvar har. So you only have to say it once. You only have to say mishamidani once. Okay, and the zemzal comes to a tzeach. Ma'is shahoya.
Interested, really?
Oh, you're missing out. You're missing out.
I'm not interested.
Every kippah and kol we say this. Hamachzich chayv shvius. If you return money on shvius, ruach hacham noichem, they have great satisfaction. Okay, let's see. Hamachzich chayv shvius. Loive shoyme lemalde. Afal pichein umachzich loy moisav ruach hacham noichem. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to give back the money. The chacham have a lot of hanah from you. Are you with me?
I don't understand.
A person pays back the money.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's done the right thing.
Okay.
Let's say you borrow money from a ger.
Good. Should give back to his children.
Why? If the ger dies, you need not return. You need not.
His children. They're not his children. Because they became gerim.
It's general halacha. There's nothing to do with Shemitah.
Right.
So the ger dies, and they return the money to his children. Ruach hachamim. This is a nice expression. The ruach hachamim.
It's a beautiful
one. Next. What are you looking around? You are distracted.
I became very distracted.
You're distracted. Don't be distracted. If you want to be distracted, I'll tell you things to be distracted. Only children. Why? Because a guy is Yerush Asav Ben HaTorah.
Only children
this guy
together.
What?
Why
Dafka
with him?
Let's see. Mishum Do'evicham Yerush Asav Ben HaTorah. They'll say Yerusha Le'esav Nasatis Har Seir. Because he can't be that being a guy, being a Jew is worse than being a guy. We have to finish the Mishnah.
No, good.
If it can't be that if he was Jewish,
yeah.
If he was Goyish, he was a non-Jew, then the children would be Irish. Now that I become Jewish, I'm worse. So the children say it's not fair.
Good.
So therefore, you have to return the money to them.
I'm saying you don't.
But that's why it's Ruach HaMlechahimenu. That's what you should.
Oh.
Even though technically
you
don't.
You don't have to, but it's nice.
But it's nice, so it shouldn't be Chil Hashem. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Okay. Aval Im Chaysa Ha'alasam Shaloi B'Kedusha V'Leidasam B'Kedusha. Let's say their pregnancy was Shaloi B'Kedusha V'Leidasam B'Kedusha. V'Niyodim Lo Yarshu Esavim Min HaTayra V'Lo Chaysa Yerusha Zuru L'Cham L'Yalam In L'Chash V'Zesham Yechsu V'Sum V'Machsu V'Lam In R'Cham N'Ramenu. Let's say when they converted when the wife was pregnant.
Yeah.
So the Hayrasim was Shaloi. Even when they were goyim, they never had that moment in time. We have to do this correctly. The last mission, we have to do the right way.